Amazing, which you don't have the time to do it. I hope on your own you'll come back sometime and visit this cemetery. Because if you go to the right or the left here, and you can see hundreds and hundreds of matzevas, and on every matzeva you'll find the yichus, or many of the matzevas. Don't just say that this person died, a good man, which is very typically what you'll see in a matzeva in New York.
He was
community was conscious of who their ancestors were. And just looking here, by the way, historically, then I'm just looking at the Gabriel Levi Segal, who was of Bezdin of Lodz, etc. And then it tells you who he was, who his father-in-law was, etc. He lived in the son of Edesia, Rabbi Meir Leo Chaim Meisel. And it goes on to say, Yeshua, Ben Achosar Rebbe Cheskel, the Yalduso, or Yachosan Hagra. Someone by the name of Rebbe Cheskel was a son-in-law of Chosan Hagra. Quite amazing. And these are some of the things you learn from these tombstones. And these, of course, are great rabbis. It's not surprising. But we're going to take a walk in a minute. As soon as we're done here, I want to take a walk. I'm only advising you if you have strong enough to walk. If you have any problem walking, don't do it, because it's going to take us a while to do this walk. We're just going to walk right here, one row. But look at the tombstones of tailors. Look at the tombstones of your average working Jew. And it'll say on it, great-great-grandchild of the Marshoah, great-great-grandchild of the Magid of Mezrich. On every tombstone, every other tombstone, these people had a keen sense of their yichus. They were very proud of the yichus, and that's what they put on the matzevus. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about the Yoel Chaim Meisel, and then we'll say a kapitel to Hillim and a kaddish. Rabbi Yoel Chaim Meisel, those of you who are on the previous trip and were in Prague will know that one of the great Jews in Prague was Reb Mordechai Meisel. And he's the Meisel Synagogue we visited. Reb Mordechai Meisel was a contemporary of Reb David Ganz, of the Maral of Prague. He lived at the beginning of the 17th century, end of the 16th century, and was a very wealthy Jew who supported all Torah institutions. A direct descendant of Reb Mordechai Meisel was Reb Eliyahu Chaim Meisel, who became Rabbi of Lodz. Reb Eliyahu Chaim Meisel was born near Vilna, so he was a Lithuanian rabbi by training, learned in Volozhin, was one of the great graduates of the Volozhin Yeshiva, and we're going to visit him here to Shem Volozhin later this week, I hope. Graduate of Volozhin, became rabbi of Prujan, a very important town in Poland, and ultimately in 1873 became chief rabbi of Lodz. He was born in 1821. In 1821, 1873 became chief rabbi of Lodz, and he continued as chief rabbi of Lodz until his death in 1912. Wrote no svarim. It's going to be very hard for me to quote to you passages from the svarim. We have no svarim from no kisviyaz. He's a man who devoted his entire life, aside from learning Torah as chief rabbi of Lodz, to gemilas chesed. And in this way, he paralleled very much Reb Chaim Brisker. Those who know about Reb Chaim Brisker, when he became rabbi of Brisk after he left the Lozhin Yeshiva, devoted his entire life not so much to sitting all day and saying shiurim and Torah, but anybody who knows about Reb Chaim will know that Reb Chaim devoted his entire life as rabbi, as president in charge of all acts of gemilas chesed and Brisk. If anybody was starving, if anybody was suffering and needed medical care, it was the rabbi's problem. That's how it was for Reb Eliyahu Chaim of Lodz. And I want to read part of the Matseva. I'm going to start not with the Yichus, because the Yichus is great, and there's much said over here. And notice, the Moa, etc., Vilez Ashkenazi, Balmas Hashem, a whole long list of Yichus. But I'm going to start from Kol Levavo Nafsho Umaodo. Since I have a printed text in front of me, I'll read it in the printed text, but you follow the Matseva and tell me whether the printed text has it right. Starting from Kol Levavo. Devoted his entire life to his nation. By Yishpot es Yisrael b'sharvit emes u'mishpat shalom yosef mishiv mishana. 70 years, he was a dayan, of Bezdin. He decided cases, and everyone, there are endless stories, and we'll say one or two of them, about his wisdom and how he was able to decide cases of Jewish law. Beruach Hashem nasa seva la'om kulo. He bore the burden of the entire nation, all Jewish people. Hayochen la'klal. And he fought against anti-Semitism. He was a member of the government, and so on. Did much to help Jewry.